BCN show. As of yesterday, Scott Weiland is done. Hit the door. Fled. Out and Z. Done with Stone Temple Pilots. He's officially joined the project. Reloaded, whatever they're calling themselves. When Slash calls in, we'll talk about that and whatever else we can think of at WBCN. BCN Gone But Not Forgotten, representing St. Louis. That's Gravity Kills, wrapping up five in a row, which included System of a Down, All-American Rejects, Pearl Jam, Audio Slave, and finally Gravity Kills. Oh, the hotline's ringing. Five in a row, done. It's Nick Carter. Is it him?
It is.
Slash.
Yeah, Nick.
Slash, what's up, big boy? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little surprised.
What's happening?
You tell me. What's going on with the band?
Well, the band's up and running. I know there's been a lot of talk and this and that and the other all around, all around period. But
right.
We're just working on the material and getting ready to go on and make a record.
Hey, tell me this. Have you settled on a name yet, or are you still sort of kicking around between the project? What's going on?
I think the going favorite's Velvet Revolver. And so that's basically what's been going on. So if it changes, it changes. But that's where it's at right now. But then it's been about three different things so far.
Right.
So you never know.
Slash, can I
ask? That seems to be the coolest one.
Can I ask you how this band came about in the first place? Because we had Matt Sorum at a show we were doing like, what, a year and a half ago when he was playing with the Cult. And I asked him about it. I said, what's going on? I'm surprised that you weren't, I didn't see your name attached to either the current quote unquote Guns N' Roses or the ex-Gunners project. And he looked at me and said, I'm with the Cult. So what turned things around and how did you and Duff? And I'm like, what happened?
I take it we got time, right?
Bro, we'll make time.
All right. When Matt was in the Cult, Matt was in the Cult. That's a good answer. All the guys from Guns N' Roses, as good of friends as we all are, probably sort of subconsciously avoided getting together to make, you know, start some sort of a band or anything like that, because the whole Guns N' Roses experience at the end of the day was pretty negative for everybody, you know, at the end of it. So because Guns was such a big band, we were scared to be associated with each other.
Right.
We would get that instant labeling. Some point in April of last year, a mutual friend of all of ours, Randy Castillo, died.
Right.
And the drummer from Ozzy. And at his funeral, Matt and I were talking, and they said that they were going to do he was putting together sort of like a commemorative, or what, you know, like a party gig kind of thing where people were going to jam on his behalf or in his honor and so on. And he asked me if I wanted to play. So I said, yeah, you know. So what are we going to do? And then we called Duff up, you know, as a bass player, and we thought it would be good to sort of get the family back together for this particular thing. And then I called up Josh Todd and Keith Nelson from Buck Cherry, because they weren't doing anything.
Right.
And we put this impromptu cover band together, and it was, we didn't, you know, we rehearsed for a day. We put like six songs together. We went up and played. And the place was packed, and it was just like an insane evening. And it really just brought Duff and Matt and I together. It was sort of a magical thing. So Duff and I talked the next day, and we were like, you know, we got to do something with this. You know, all the Guns N' Roses hoopla and the this and that and the other and all the comparisons. We, you know, this is too heavy not to do something. So we sort of eased into it at that point, and we spent about 3 months with Keith and Josh and just realized that wasn't working out. So Matt and Duff and I stuck together after that, and we just started writing songs. And about 2 or 3 months into writing songs, we started looking for singers, and we went through this whole long process of auditioning like everybody we could find. But initially, the guy that we thought would be the perfect guy was in Stone Temple Pilots, so we got in touch with him, with Scott, you know, and we, you know, basically said, well, we got these tunes, and we didn't really approach him about joining the band. We just wanted to jam with him, because we didn't know whether he was in Stone Temple Pilots or not.
Right.
So he heard the tape, and he really liked it, and he was like, oh, this is cool. And then, you know, all things considered, the night that I gave him the tape, he had a gig with SCP, so I never pursued it after that. So about 7 months went by altogether. I think it was about that long. We hooked up again, and so we just decided to do a song for this new movie that came out, The Italian Job.
Right.
And we did, you know, so this is how it happened. It was real loose. We did this cover of the Pink Floyd song Money, And that sort of just got ourselves acclimated and so on. And then in that process of doing that, we picked like one random instrumental that we had and gave it to Scott, and he wrote the song Set Me Free.
Right.
And so that was it. We just had this one original song. It was written along, because we had this Hulk thing sitting around, you know, whether we wanted to do a song for the Hulk. So I think the lyrics were sort of written along those lines for that particular movie. And they just took off from there. And that was how we sort of got associated as sort of like a group. And then we had the option to continue on as, you know, as a group like that, or we could just part company, so to speak. And we just sort of stuck around and worked on some more songs. And we just kept it as quiet as possible, even though we couldn't be seen walking around the street together without everybody saying that we started a new band.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? There was a lot of rumors, too, before it came down to Scott. You know, say true or false, because we heard about Josh, and then there was a rumor that Travis Meeks of Days of the New was going to sing, and then I heard about Sebastian Bach. And
we tried out everybody. You name a singer that is a rock and roll singer, and chances are we tried them out.
Okay.
Okay, so most of the rumors are true. I think the only thing that was inaccurate about the rumors is everybody was like, okay, the next guy is in the band, this guy's in the band, this guy's in the band. And we were just, you know, just auditioning, basically. You know, and some of these people we knew, some of these people were well-known, or are well-known, and then some of these people were just pretty much unknown guys. And we were also listening to tapes that were sent in via the mail or on the internet or word of mouth, so we were listening to like 200 CDs a week. But anyhow, when we hooked up with Scott, it was just like a perfect fit. And at one point it came to light that Scott wasn't happy in the Stone Temple Pilots. It wasn't planning on going back, so we just sort of eased into the situation, and now it's like a done deal.
Yeah, well, it only really became official, at least to the public, either today or yesterday.
Yesterday.
That Scott is officially out of STP, and you have essentially yokoed STP. What's up with that?
Well, when this first started, when STP was still in the picture, I let it go. So the 7 months, all that whole 7 months we were auditioning, I'd forgotten about the whole thing.
Right.
It was after that 7 months, he turned up and he wasn't really happy there. So we just did the two songs. Initially, we did the two songs just to do them because it was, which was sort of cool about how this all started. There was not a pressure situation. There was no anxiety of having to fulfill this or to do that or piss off that person or not piss off somebody. It was just doing two songs for two different projects. And when we were done, if it went well and everybody had their side gigs to do or their day jobs to go back to, that was fine. But it didn't work out that way.
Right on.
So nothing against the STP guys. I met one of them at the studio, and it was really one of those days where we just happened to be in the same studio they were, and they hadn't seen Scott in God knows how long.
Right.
And it was really a strange day. And so I never really did talk to them about this whole thing because I don't think anybody really wanted to get into it, so everybody was very quiet. But, you know, I was under the impression the whole time that Scott wasn't really in, you know, STP anymore. So that's why we went ahead and at this point decided to go ahead and do it.
I was just playing with you when I said the Yoko thing, man. You know that.
But all things considered. I mean, I can see it, but also, yeah.
Do you think that the bullshit between you and Axl is ever going to go away? Because, I mean, I was shocked. I mean, this could be just a rumor, too, but when I heard about when GNR got back together, I mean, do you even consider it Guns N' Roses at this point? I mean, when they played in Las Vegas and you were supposedly banned from the show, I was like, what the hell is that?
I know. That was an interesting evening. I, you know, with the day that I quit, I knew that Axl was going to continue on with Guns N' Roses, regardless if any of the original members were in the band or not, because one of the beginnings at the end of the whole thing was when we were on tour during the Use Your Illusions days, when we were doing those stadiums, we were doing all those shows, and he would come out like 3 hours, 4 hours late. And it was one of these nights that we were sitting around waiting, and we got served these papers saying that if the band breaks up, that he kept the name, and that if we signed them, if we didn't sign him, he wouldn't go on that night.
Wow.
And it was really sort of an intense situation because, I mean, really, when it came down to it, we could have argued it and said, no, we won't sign it. Then we didn't play. The whole tour would have been canceled, and it would have been ugly, and the band probably would have broke up at that point.
Right.
So looking more into the future, I was like, you know what, I don't really want the name. If the band breaks up, I'm not going to do anything with it. And Duff was of the same attitude. So we just signed it, and we finished the tour, and then slowly but surely after that, you know, the band, oh, I left, and Izzy was already gone, and then Duff finally left, and Matt got fired. And from that point on, I haven't really cared what he did, and so I still don't really care now. If he wants to call it Guns, it's his own thing. I mean, you know what he should have done is he should have, you know, realizing that everybody sort of left, he should have just done something as a solo project, which he could have waited 10 years, or like he's done now, waited 10 years to put out, or no one would have really cared. He could have worked as long as he wanted on it, and it wouldn't have hurt the Guns N' Roses brand in case we all got back together one
Dude,
day.
I...
Now it's completely over. There's no chance that anybody's ever going to go near it.
All right, well, can you put any kind of timetable on your record with the band, just because, you know, when you're going to be able to actually finish the recording and all that, because, you know, there's always external stuff going on.
Well, I was quoted as saying September, you know, but I really can't tell you. I know that we're going to do some dates before we go in the studio, because that's just, in my eyes, that's the only way to really go in and do a good record is go out and break the material out in front of the audience and so on. Plus, I think we're all just dying to do it. September, I'd say September, October, we'll go in the studio. That makes sense right now as we speak. I don't know what kind of sense it's going to make in late August, but it makes sense at this point.
Dude, I got to tell you, the two songs we have are friggin' tremendous, and I appreciate you calling. I've been a fan for a long time, from, you know, your solo Axe for Hire stuff. Dude, I've seen this I've seen the Snake Pit twice, and I can't thank you enough, but I can't thank you in French. Merci.
No problem, man. Thank you.
All right, Slash. Take care of yourself, brother.
Have a good one, man. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Every now and then. Boston's Alternative Rock, WBC, and a few revelations we got from Slash when he called in. Guns N' Roses, he's not a fan. Axl, never going to be repaired between he and Axl. Scott Weiland, as of yesterday, officially out in Z at Stone Temple Pilots. Question is, when are they going to be able to record with the guy? The guy might be going to jail. The guy might be going to rehab. We shall see. Five in a row, WBCN.